welcome to Marooned at Magpie's headquarters. Day 91. How did it get to be 91? And it's the end of another week, and I think it's week 13, but don't quote me. Hello, everybody. Hello, Kim, fixing dinner. Ooh. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Jonathan. Yes, we do need to know what you're making. We've decided against any food at all. No, we're not being that good. It's just hideously hot. Although it's not, the temperature's not as high as, you know, when it was 28 and 30. It's oppressively warm. It rained last night, Jonathan, for the 2 seconds you left the house. So if you could just go outside again, that would be good. Much appreciated. Let's have a look. So, Kim, pasta salad, pasta chicken, olives, zucchini and summerswatch. Sounds fabulous. If you just ship some over. What did we have earlier? Oh, I had a piece of gluten-free toast. If you were with us last night till the very end of the show, you will know why I had a piece of gluten-free toast. Oh, Brooklyn's got silly last night, but we had an absolute ball. Hello, Paul. Oh, that sounds nice, Tracy. I'm not at all sure I've ever had it, but it sounds nice. What a day. What have you done? Oh, no. 19 years. I think it's due a rest, Jonathan. Do you know, I don't know how we do it. I was only discussing a broken microwave with Mike the other day. And I was discussing it because what had happened was my mother, formidable woman, the microwave broke. Mike was at work. Obviously, I was working from home. I'm assuming, seeing as though Dad didn't go out, he didn't have his car. He gave his car up about 10 months before he died. So it must have been in the 10 months where he'd given his car up. Microwave's broken. Oh, the whole house ground to a halt. And I was talking about it with him, saying, oh, do you remember when? And he would like not know what he was doing on the way home. If Mum needed something, she needed it now. This time it happened to be a microwave oven. And he had to stop off on his way home, and he wandered back home with a microwave oven. There you go, Jonathan. We were only discussing it yesterday. That means you've got to go shopping, does it? That's not good. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, you've got a new one. Paid up, oh, brilliant. Ordered online, paid online, went online, it's outside. Fabulous, fabulous. That's, I said they were very good with the washing machine. Do you remember? 227th in the queue. I'll come down and pick it up. Okay, then. They were very, very good. Got to give them that. They were very good. And I think after that, we got a new freezer. Mum had had, now, yeah, I see you're 19 years here, Jonathan. Mum had had her freezer since the year before I started school, and I started school at 5. So it must have been 2014, 47, 5. She'd had this thing 43 years. It didn't break. It did not actually break. But what had happened was, over the years, it was a chest freezer. So it had a lid. Over the years, the lid had like warped slightly, and it wasn't sealing properly. But the freezer itself, it actually worked every day of those 43 years. She decided on a new one. This was going to be a calamity because we had to get it here, and there was no way it was going to go in the boot of a car. And we did go to Currys, and they were fantastic. Brought them out, sorted it all out. Brilliant. Installed it, took the old one away. Amazing. It's weird, isn't it? Because you would think somewhere like John Lewis. Now, Mike's mum went to John Lewis before Christmas for a new fridge. Nightmare. Thankfully, it was freezing. If you remember how cold Christmas was, because all her food was on the balcony of their flat. It took them that long. It took them 6 weeks to get this freezer to her, this fridge. And I said, you know, she was replacing a fridge freezer. And I think it was the freezer part that had broken. We ended up with half of it in hours. That was the calamity when she rang. And it was the first time I'd actually taken a phone call on my watch. I was otherwise engaged, if you're with me, and did not have my phone with me. And it was a calamity. But it took them 6 weeks, and that was John Lewis. You expect better from John Lewis, don't you? And I said to her, why on earth didn't you go to Currys? And she was like, well, I buy from John Lewis. fine if you want it at Easter, but you know, Curry's PC World would have had it with you in 48 hours. She's now a believer. She's not going to John Lewis again. cold tomato and veg soup, perfect for a hot day. That does sound nice, actually. I keep wanting soup, but it's far too hot for soup. I remember Jonathan saying I can't have soup on a hot day. Me neither. But I fancied it, but never mind. Sorry, missed the end of the show last night. I had a phone call. Not a problem. Not a problem. Oh, we had a good few laughs last night, didn't we? Working with muggles is fabulous. They can stress test anything. And last night was no exception. Oh, we'll get back to that in a moment. They had the audacity to ask if we wanted a 3-year extended warranty. Ah, Jonathan, you might have jinxed it now. Mind you, they've got that 3-year extended warranty. If something, depending on the price of it, you know, if... Is it reasonable to expect it to last more than a year? And I think a microwave oven, absolutely. So the 3-year warranty, just quote the law at them, if and when it ever happens. And Jonathan loved it too. Oh, it was fabulous. We had great fun. Grandpa will eat soup on a day like this. It's boiling after. Obviously not join the dots there. My dad was as bad. Oh, the tricks he'd get up to. He'd be wanting things like bread with it. And we were in the process of giving up gluten. So you're giving up. Yeah. So giving up the bread. So we didn't have the bread. The bread just seemed to make him hotter still. And we were reasonably cool. Must be a bloke thing. Yes. The muggles last night. There's actually meetings been going on today. All about the meeting on Thursday and what they can and can't do with the muggles. Because they're getting very upset if they log in. That there's this thing on the screen asking them to change their name. And it's like, well, I don't want what's that on the screen for. I want to see my friends. You're like, well, read it. Well, now it's like, well, what do we do? Do we put the instructions in the email? That makes the email longer and no one's reading the email anyway. Do we send out a separate one? And I'm just sitting there with like, oh, head desk. If you're too stupid to use it, don't let the door hit your backside on the way out. They now think, genuinely, they think they're experts at Zoom. So if they log in and they've not got that, actually, we put a thing out last night, didn't we? The Muppet view, you know, the Muppet view. I'm not being disparaging there. The view of the Muppets that we had last night. If they don't see that gallery view, they freak out. They're in the wrong place or something's not right. It's like, just read the instructions. Apparently not. But last night, oh, the muggles last night, this was a classic. We've taken every week there's a reason to play a certain song. So last night we had loads of birthdays. We had cat birthdays, we have dog birthdays, we had human birthdays. There were lots of birthdays. So I was playing my jingle quite a bit. And another thing we do, who was the one who died a few weeks ago? Little Richard. And we played a couple of Little Richard songs. So that's become our tradition. So obviously this week, Ricky Valance died, Tell Laura I Love Her. And we'd already played that as one of the sad songs a couple of weeks back. So I said to Mike, we've got to do it again. You know, the guy's died. So we did. While it was playing, we have two chats going on. We have a chat that looks identical to the one you're in now on the MacBites FM site. And we have a WhatsApp group. And the only reason the WhatsApp group was there was because most people couldn't handle the chat on the website. But they're used to WhatsApp. The other reason that we have a WhatsApp group, the end of year party, which started it all back at the end of March, people wanted to send photos. Did we ever show you the article in Katina? I'm sure we did. And all the wedding photos that were sent in. So that's the place we were at. Right, we've got this chat in WhatsApp, and that was going along quite happily. We'd got pictures of Mike doing his star jumps. Don't ask. Pop mobility. Keep fit thing in the 80s. It was frightening. But there was a picture, which may make it into After Hours next week. Oh, no, power went off. Not good. Mike's assuring me we're going to get rain tonight, and there might be thunder and lightning. I'll believe it when I see it, though. So while this Tell Laura I Love Her was on, one of the people in the standard chat, the one you're in now, and I know what you're going to do next, so I'm already ahead of you, typed in, it was Tom Jones's 80th birthday this week. How about, and what was the song? What's New Pussycat? Well, I looked at it and I thought, why has he done that? And what had come up in the chat was, what's new? Star, 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 cat. And I thought, why has he typed it in like that? Never entered me. You know, it never entered my head any other way, you know, that he typed in like that. And I thought, oh my, that's a bit prudish, isn't it? You know, not actually typing pussycat. So I thought, never mind. You know the song he means, just get on with it. Anyway, a couple of minutes later, he posted in and said, I don't know why I've been censored. And I thought, oh my God, he didn't censor himself. So I just looked at Mike and I went, what's going on in the chat? Well, who knew? There's a censorship filter going on in the background. Never challenge a Catanian to beat a censorship filter. So ensued a conversation, and I actually said, if you were in the chat but you couldn't actually hear the music, so sometimes Paul in Ohio will put the chat on, but he can't have the sound on because he's in a webinar. So I said, you know, if anybody's just looking at the chat and they haven't got the audio on, so they don't know what's going on, they would have been like, are this lot on acid? They were typing things in like, something like, isn't Cock Foster's in London? And just to see what words would be starred out and what wouldn't. Don't go there. Stuart took it as a challenge. Stuart always does. He's fabulous. He had us in stitches till 1 o'clock in the morning. We did also post a picture. Somehow it got onto... Oh, I know how it did. Worst record in the world. Now, we thought we'd done this. We thought we'd got a winner. I think it was last week or the week before. We definitely thought we had a winner. But Stuart came up with another one called Toast. Has anybody heard it? Let me see who it was by. It was in the charts, apparently, in the UK. I thought it was a joke because I did not remember it. But apparently, no. This was a genuine song by somebody called Street Band. Oh, it was dire. It was absolutely awful. But you can guess what happened. 12:10 in the morning, then we fancied toast. So, literally, Kaz went off to make some. Then Kath said she wanted some. And she said, but can I have pate on mine and can you cut it into triangles? At which point Stuart said, and would you like the crusts on or off? She said, off preferably. Kaz went mad. Yes, what a night. What a night we had. You had fun listening. Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Paul. Do you know, none of that is ever planned. It's a bit like Marooned. It just kind of happens. The other one was, you know, we do a challenge song. They surpassed themselves last night with that as well. These challenge songs were basically like, you know, can we find the song or not? How is she now? I heard her barking. Oh, we have treats. Are we coming in to say hello to everybody? We're still in a bit of a mood.
You in a mood?
She's eating treats.
Yes, but she's standing in the doorway. You've got to reach across. She's not at the coming in for a treat stage. Right. What have I got?
Come here. I've got
a rodeo stick. I could have a rodeo stick.
Go on.
Right, rodeo stick's mine now. Do you want it, Lola?
Come on.
Come on, come say hello to everybody. I'm still getting the evil. I'm not throwing it to you. No,
it rained for about 2 seconds.
Oh, she's coming for it. And
good girl.
Oh, no. You've dropped it. There you go. Mummy can't be trusted with the treat. I only want it off Daddy.
She doesn't want it off me.
No, I think she's over hot. It's hideous here. It's hideous.
Go and settle down.
No, I was talking about the challenge song. The challenge song was basically, you know, we reckon something from the 50s or 60s. You know, nothing chaotic. 50s or 60s. Jonathan loves toast. Question is, how well done? Good point. You're a 7 person, right? Let's have a look. Is this like the thing they do with tea? Because I'm like a it looks like water person. I am as well. Let's have a look. You're a 7.
I think I'm a 5.
I'm just going to say I'm a 5. Bang in the middle, I think. I don't like it too well done because when it's gluten-free, it just goes to cardboard. So I'm definitely a 5. No more than a 5. Are you taking note there, Mike?
Yeah.
No more than a 5. Because it's mine that makes the toast. So, this challenge song. They've started to get trickier. First off, Stuart came up with one that was a football team who had a record out. Well, they are just come and go, aren't they? You know, you're not going to find them anywhere. It took me weeks, but I found it. Found it. Jonathan says, the people on the top row can't be friends with... Oh, Jonathan.
Are we back to toast?
We're back to toast. Toast is causing grief this weekend. So I found the football song and I thought, right, done. No, can't find anything trickier. Then they came up with one from 1936, which I found on a 78. And it was considered so rude in 1936, it had been banned from the radio. See what Catanian friends are like. Mm. Shocking, shocking behaviour. But I thought, can't get trickier than that one. Can't. Hello, Anthony. But then Kath came up with a classic. She described it to me in a message and said that it was a song that she thinks was called The Old Farmer of Cheshire. And her dad used to sing it to her. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, okay. And then she came up with this classic line. She said, the thing is, I don't actually know if it was a proper song or something he's made up, but that's my challenge for you. I mean, seriously, you don't even know if it's a song? That's bad. And guess what? Found it. It was. And that she heard a couple of extra verses that she'd never heard before. She said her dad must have changed it for a young child. So she was having an absolute ball hearing something she's not heard in, what, 60 odd years? Mm. Amazing. What a night. Oh, what a night. The reason at the beginning I didn't have my music keyed up was because I found a toy. You may be interested in this toy. It's a more cost-effective alternative to a Rogue Amoeba toy. Because we know how expensive Rogue Amoeba stuff is. So I thought I'd download it and try it, which I have. But I've only got so far with it, and it was on the screen and not the actual proper one that I was using. So all I've done so far is put this in it. So let's see if this actually works. Ooh, I think it does. That's pretty awesome. Let me do a price comparison here. Because we're very price sensitive, aren't we, with some things? Some things we're not. Some things we are. Right, Rogue Amoeba. Let's have a look. How much? Now, wasn't it? Let me think. I think it was Simon, wasn't it? I think it was Simon that was interested in these toys. I use loads of apps from Rogue Amoeba. Obviously Audio Hijack, but also another one called Farago. And Farago's used every single day here. So let's have a look at the store and see what price they all are. Because they're not cheap. Oh dear, $59. That does include tax, though. But if I'd found an alternative for 15, do we think Simon would be interested? Because I have. Might do a demo of that next week. Would we be liking that on After Hours? Six toast. You're one up from me, Paul. Just one. Thing is, what got me, Mike, we've never owned a toaster, have we? You did. I did. Simon's in. Whoa, good timing, Simon. We were just
Bread
discussing
man.
You.
Hmm? Bread man.
Well, one, we were discussing toast. So obviously Simon is an expert at this. So Jonathan, put that link in again with the colour coding of the toast and let's see where Simon's at. I was saying, Simon, that I had found an alternative to some Rogue Amoeba software that's $59. But the one I found is $15. And would we be interested in a demo of this and a comparison of this? So I get your yes in. Otherwise, I'll do it anyway. No, I won't. If you don't want to see it, then I won't do it. But if you do want to see it, then I will. I've just realised, Mike, I've been tying these labels on and one's just flown off.
Oh.
That's not good, is it? The desk is covered in post-it notes with all that we have been doing today. If I never do any more systems admin, it will be too soon.
I realise I said something funny on the news.
Did you? Double entendre funny?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
It wasn't What's New Pussycat, was it?
No.
Go on.
No.
Is it repeatable?
Oh, it is repeatable. Yeah. I said a few birthdays to mention this week. Pauline Cowan, wife of Brother Frank and Jed Smalley. Which made it sound like Pauline's married to them both.
Mike, you have to put a comma in
there. There should have been a comma and a pause in there somewhere.
Oh, you bad boy. Oh, well, she's game for a laugh, so that's fine. Oh, now Simon's getting very scientific here. Wow. 8 for beans on toast because he doesn't want it to go soggy. Very scientific there. We've actually bought some beans. Now, you might not think this is a big deal, but it is for us. We don't normally buy beans because we don't normally have that much toast. But during the COVID thing back in March, when it was like, there's no toilet rolls and there's no food, it was like, we could do with buying something that we can just shove in a cupboard. All our stuff was fresh. That's why we've got 2 fridges, because everything we buy is fresh and it all goes in the fridge. We don't really need cupboard space, but now we do. So we bought some beans, and I have actually been fancying baked beans on toast, Mike, which is scary, because if my mum had have offered me that as a kid, it would have been like, no thanks. Do you know what else I used to have on
Kim's
on
bought
toast?
Beans as well. Spaghetti hoops.
Never on toast, I don't think. I used to have them in a bowl, separate. You know me.
Yes.
No, egg on toast. We used to have egg on toast.
No egg on toast.
And it was quite nice, though.
Make you some if you want.
And Mike makes fantastic cheese on toast. He really does. Very, very nice. Hoops on toast.
Spaghetti hoops.
Oh, you bought them because we were talking about the beans. Oh, no. Now Jonathan fancies beans tomorrow.
Does this mean we're influencers?
We're clearly influencers, yeah. But you know, they influence us as well. Right, Kim had egg on toast this morning, so she's influencing us. I haven't had egg on toast for probably about 30 years. I've never had it on gluten-free bread. There you go. The gluten-free bread is a bit awkward. It's quite tiny. It's probably about 60% of the size of a normal piece of bread. But it's worth a try, I feel. Do I add Liam Perrins to my cheese on toast? No. Do you know why, Mike? Mike will know this. What did Mother say many years ago?
You won't like that. Probably.
You won't like that, and she didn't buy it. But do you know what? I think I might like that. What's the rogue amoeba alternative? Do you use Farago, Simon? It's the soundboard app. There's a long story with how I disappeared into down a black hole with Rogue Amoeba and all of their apps. And it was all brought to the fore with, who asked about the alternative? It was Deborah, wasn't it? We've got Deb, Debs, Debbie and Deborah. Never sure which one. But the one who needs to transfer from a 2013 to a 2015 for her husband. And it brought back Wiretap Studio. Is this for playing crazy sounds? It's for playing any sort of thing. I bought... Well, no, I didn't buy it, did I? You know me, Simon. Didn't buy it. It was on the beta programme. Once you get one of their beta programmes, it's fabulous. So I did the beta programme. I had to play around with it and thought it would be fabulous for a live show. But at the time, we didn't have a live show. The only time we went live was the Matt Bites Live, WWDC, etc. So I did put together some stuff. The only one that I did for real, something like... this was WWDC 2019. So let's have a look.
Johnny, it's Johnny. Mummy Isaac's little lad, Johnny.
I made some sound clips for WWDC 2019. And Farago did work really, really well with it. Obviously, now we have many live shows. It's useful for clips. You can string things together. You could actually do your entire podcast with it and just put in clips, etc. But mainly it's for live shows. But didn't you say you were looking to DJ? It would definitely work for that. You could key music up in it. I do that. I do that when the song I need to play isn't in the system that we use. So I put those in there as well. So I'm looking around thinking about back to Wiretap Studio, because there was Wiretap Studio and Wiretap Anywhere. They were all from Ambrosia Software. And the problem that Deborah's got is, although she's got a license for it, legitimate license, it needs activating. And once it's activated, you're good to go. But it won't activate because obviously their activation servers are long gone. This thing died a death in 2012. So I started heading off down the rabbit hole of sorting it out. And that was when I stumbled across not just one app, but more than one app. And I literally looked at Mike and said, does that remind you of anything? And these apps are identical, including Loopback, which you know is hideously expensive. Let's find out how much Loopback is. There we go. 100 and... Ouch. 125. Yes. So there are alternatives. So I could do an alternatives night where we find free apps to replace paid for apps and cheaper apps for more expensive apps. We could do that. We could do that, couldn't we? Even the upgrade to Loopback is $59. Wow. I didn't pay that, did I? On the beta program. Fair beta programs. You've got to get in there. You've got to get into the beta programs. If we can get past the toast discussion. We're never going to get past the toast discussion because now I fancy egg on toast. Beans on toast. This is, you know, gourmet food? No, just give me the beans on toast. Ooh. I've no idea how to pronounce Worcestershire. Woo, woo. There you go. Tracy's right. Worcestershire. We are very strange with how we pronounce things here.
Worcestershire. Like Altrincham.
Oh, everybody gets Altrincham wrong. Altrincham. But it's actually pronounced as if there's a G in it. Altrincham. I think the worst one, though, is...
Leicester.
Leicester. Because I watched this American girl do a whole piece on Leicester. And all the way through, it was Leicester. And I looked and I thought, how's she got... That? Oh, she's quite right. But, you know, we see it and... You instantly know, probably because you've heard your parents, but you never kind of clock that's not actually how it's spelled. Although last night I added an O to Middlesbrough and got into dreadful trouble. I wasn't quite sure about Andrea, though, when she lost the S.
No.
And then said it was right, so I left that alone. But yeah, put an extra O in.
It's like that place near Knutsford.
Which one?
Which I thought was Lower Peover.
It's Low Peaver,
yeah.
Find it on a map and share the link. They'll think we're joking. Lower P over. That is actually how it's spelled. Oh, well, us British, what are we like? No, you're right, Tracy. It's Worcestershire. That's easy. Simon, we're going to wait with bated breath to find out what you have for breakfast. Yep. Now... I think my dad used to say Leominster and my mum said Leinster, and they had a right argument on the way back from somewhere once. I just left it be. Oh, there's another one that we visited. Does anybody live near a place and it's spelt T-R-I-N-G, I think, Tring.
Tring.
Tring. I'm sure it's spelt Tring. But apparently it's not pronounced that way, but I don't live there, so I wasn't sure. Yep, that's another one, Anthony. People not from Yorkshire pronounce it Keely. It does look like Keely, doesn't it? Especially another thing is, I know that's an E, but some people, based on the song, may say Keely. But I've heard it as Keithley. It's a Keithley. Yorkshire thing. Is it down south, Tring? It is. It is. And I think it's Tring. We stayed there once. Let me have a look. It's not going to be a city, it'd be a town. There we go. Now, does it actually tell you how to pronounce it? Tracy might be able to make sense of that, but not me. Does that actually tell you? Pronunciation, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't mean a thing to me. Okay. I don't know if it's Tring or not, but it's certainly spelt that way. And we were there, it's not far from Oxfordshire. It's actually in Herefordshire. But we were staying there because all of the hotels in Oxford were booked. And we needed to find the nearest one outside Oxford. It's educational, Mrs. Simon. Tracy, there is no way anybody is ever going to pronounce that correctly without knowing. Absolutely no way. And I'm concerned about Tring. I just can't remember what Somebody pronounced it, and I thought, where's that? And then when they showed you, it was Tring. And I thought, have I been saying it wrong all these years? Could well have been, just saying. The classic for me is the Charwell, which is spelt Cherwell. And the unknowing fall into the trap of saying Cherwell. And the people from Oxford absolutely love it because they just give you the stink eye as though, peasant. If you've lived there or you've been to university there, you would know it's Charwell. But they named the service station Charwell Valley. And my father, Cherwell. I said, Dad, it's Charwell. Would never have it. Would never have it. Yes, Keith Lee, you've learnt something, Mrs. Simon. But as for Fanshawe, never going to get that. Never going to even remember that. I can only imagine somebody doing it. I hope there's never a crime there. In my true crime videos, they would struggle with that one. Now, that's one I've not heard of, Anthony. The Tour de Yorkshire. I do remember that, though, the Tour de Yorkshire. It's absolutely brilliant. So they were riding through... They mean Krakow? Krakow? Pronounced Krakow. They're going to make huge mistakes with this. We have some locally that like Altrincham, but not that bad. But there are some that are absolutely appalling, like Little Peaver. I mean, why put the O in it? Isn't there also Greater Peaver, which is Greater Peaver? I'm sure there's two Peavers.
How do you pronounce that one?
Is it pronounced as if there's a T in it? Like lots?
It's where my family came from in Poland.
Well, it'll be Polish then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was lots. But it's not, it's Vudge.
Ah, yeah, that would be totally different. I was given a snooty look for pronouncing Annick as Alnwick. And then probably from Mrs. Simon. You know, you've really got to be careful these days, haven't you? I can imagine going somewhere and, you know, you'd get the eye and you'd be, I didn't know. So before you go anywhere, you could really do with doing the internet searchy thing and also looking how you pronounce things, which I must admit, I've done myself with certain things. Not particularly places, but it's like a product name or something that could be one way or the other, and I've tried to find like the right one. I mean, Microsoft 365, is it Microsoft 365 or Microsoft 365?
I think it's 365.
I thought it was, but there was a guy from Microsoft, and as he said it, I thought we always say it slightly different, but you wouldn't think you could go wrong with that, but you could. That reminds me, probably, what was the series called? The one with Penelope Keith and the guy from Rumpole. To the Manor Born. That it just reminds me of that. What was her name?
Audrey Forbes Hamilton.
Yeah, and there's two Fs, isn't there?
Yeah.
You see, Jonathan, having a surname of Isaacs, means I spell Isaacs correctly now. Mm. I am so tempted, what it was years ago, to put two S's, one A. Now I know that is not right. That does not get me to Jonathan's website. Now I know better. Absolutely, Jonathan. Us without dyslexia suffer just as much. It's places, because the locals look at you as though, peasant, that's the problem. And you know, you're doing your best. You're trying. And they do, they look at you shockingly. I remember I didn't bother correcting your mother because I thought it would have been rude. Well, I couldn't get why Rob had let her do that, seeing as though he was there for 3 years. I was only there for 1.5 and I'd got it right. So I've no idea what he was doing. Maybe he just liked her looking a fool. But never mind.
I have to think about Jonathan.
Jonathan says people don't struggle with Isaacs, but they struggle with Jonathan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have to think about the spelling of Jonathan.
Oh, no, I don't.
Jonathan.
I think I did at the beginning, because some people do have weird spellings of it. But no, for me, it was always Isaacs. I was convinced Isaacs had two S's in it. So many, many years ago, I got that in my head, Jonathan, and it was fine. Oh, now, what I have noticed, and I don't know if this is an American thing, but there was a case Again, one of my true crime things. Kaylee Anthony, I think. But there's a H in it. And the people that I've seen pronouncing it say Anthony. So it's not a silent H. But mainly in the UK, I would say the H is silent.
Yeah.
My cousin's middle name was Anthony, with the H, but we always said Anthony and silent H. But, no idea. I get lots with Elaine.
Well, my dad was spelt with the H.
Yeah, but he was known as Tony. Yeah. That solved the problem. No, people say Elaine or Elaine. Craig or says Elaine. Oh, I get lots of that. I get Ellen a lot, and I get Eileen a lot. And Eileen was my mum's name, and Ellen, of course, is Stuart's wife. So we basically just answer to anything, don't we? And what's Nina like? Nina's forever gay. We've got a couple that come into the web chat on Brooklands called Bill and Maura. So it's like Maureen, but without the E-E-N at the end. Maura. And Nina's just got it in her head that it's Moira. So she basically answers to anything, doesn't she?
Mm.
But Kaz doesn't. No, don't call Carolyn. Caroline. No. Kaz is fine. Carolyn's fine. But not Caroline. That's just... I agree with her on that. I think that is lazy. You're letting your eyes look at the first bit and yeah. guessing the rest. It's like Roseway for me. So I'm called Rosemary, apparently. Not. But I get that all the time. And then I get people saying, well, why didn't you just call it Elaine Giles? Because I don't want a company that's Elaine Giles. I didn't at the time. I wanted a company name. And I wanted Roseway. Roseway Limited would have done nicely. But that had gone. Hence putting my surname in it, which then suddenly became my name's Rosemary. People, what can you do? What can you do? I'm trying to think of the other ones that can be pronounced one or two ways. And I always get myself into a pickle with them. But the one I was thinking of with, like you said, Audrey Forbes Hamilton. And wasn't he De Vere?
No idea.
That one wasn't too bad. But we've got such quaint town names in the UK. That place that they recorded to the Manor Born was actually a manor house. And it's called Cricket St Thomas. And now it's a Warner Leisure Hotel. I would really love to go there and see that. But obviously we're not going anywhere at the moment. Although we're on the promise, I don't know if this is happening in other countries. If you're in another country, let me know. We've got this thing called social bubbles going on. It's causing complete havoc. What is a social bubble, you may ask? Yeah, so do the rest of us. It's known as an N+1 bubble. I wondered too, so I looked it up. We should not bothered. It's this single person living alone, basically, that can become part of a social bubble with somebody else. But the N means the family that's more than one, and the +1 means one person. So, imagine that you've got parents who weren't able to see either of their children. Now they can go into a social bubble with them, but it's N+1. So they would have to choose between their son and their daughter. It can only be one. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, this is going to cause complete family havoc. And when you think how complicated families can be these days. So I gave Mike an example of somebody with sort of, married couple, two kids. That simple. They're all living together. But let's say they have a mother and father each, both of whom were divorced and remarried. And you've got 19 grandparents. And how do you work out who's in whose social bubble? I said to Mike, they should just have left it be. Just left it be. I have no idea. And then once we've figured this out and it's caused family uproar, they're then going to introduce a new, larger, improved 2.0 social bubble called N+2. And I'm thinking, the more kids you've got, you could be at this N+X business till Christmas. Somebody's going to lose out somewhere. So I said to Mike, why don't they all just decide to stay home until it's safe? Just an idea. But we've got lots of protests going on in London at the moment. So although the R8's supposed to have dropped like a stone there, I predict that will be going up. In fact, if they say it hasn't,
they're lying.
There was also some rave in Manchester over the weekend.
Was it 200 people?
Yeah, somebody got killed and somebody got stabbed.
Yeah, they decided...
Teenager raped, man dead from drug overdose, three people stabbed, and police attacked as illegal raves attended by up to 6,000. That was somewhere in Manchester, I think.
This is why... Well, it's North Manchester, what can I say? This is why we're not leaving the house. I mean, can you imagine? An illegal rave, 6,000 people.
No, it's up the road. It was Carrington.
You're joking.
No.
What, at the rugby field?
Daisy Nook Country... Oh, hang on, no. 4,000 attended a gathering before spilling into Daisy Nook Country Park in Oldham. Around 2,000 people attended an event in Carrington. Does it say where in Carrington?
Daisy Nook? We've been up there.
Yeah, I recognise that.
Now, why were we up there? Just having a look where that is. Is it on the way to Bury?
I don't know.
Or is it the road we take to Pete's? No, we go on the 61 to Pete's, don't we?
Yeah.
Where's Rawtenstall? I've lost Rawtenstall. That's not spelt how it's pronounced either. Is it up? There it is. Next door to Ram's Bottom, don't ask. Would the filter catch it, Mike?
No.
No, you've tried that, have you?
No, somebody tried it last night.
Ah, right, fair enough. No, if it's in Carrington, it's got to be... There's lots of fields in Carrington. It's also close to the United Training Ground, though, isn't it?
Mm.
And there's lots of businesses up there. I'd imagine it's near the farm. And Bury's football training ground is up there as well.
Bury don't exist.
The ground's still there, though. Isn't it? It's part of it.
Mm.
And it's the park and ride for Ringway Airport, which is Manchester Airport. So it's an open field by us. This is why we're not going out. This is why Lola's not going to the park. It's not safe. It's ridiculous. You are number one son, are you, Jonathan? The others aren't going to get a look in. It's bad if there's three, though, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, you could have sub-bubbles, right, where mummy goes with one kid and daddy goes with another. That'd be fine. But then you've got another one. Oh, no. It's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. So in Washington, people are just breaking the rules and having people over. I think, to be honest, Kim, that's where we're at here. They are reiterating the rules and they haven't actually changed. Not in weeks and weeks have they changed. They've just tinkered round the edges, but the core message is supposed to be the same. If you can work from home, work from home. If you can't work from home, get to work if you can do your job, but don't use public transport. That's it. It's the same message. But people are ignoring it. So Jonathan's sick of people attacking the police. I don't know why they're out in the first place. Because the police have been put in positions where, like Simon's saying, they're kettling and they don't like that. And then the situation gets worse. So why are they out? Wouldn't it be better to just ban the whole thing? Or am I being too strict? But they shouldn't be out. It's not themselves you've got to think about. They then go home and they live in a multi-generational house. There's more chance their own grandparents will catch it. I can't understand it. It's not logical. It's not. I know there's the Black Lives Matters thing, and they seem to have this feeling they need to capture the moment. But there's going to be a backlash to that, badly. I'm sick of seeing it, I must admit. Sick of seeing it. Can't believe what's going on. I haven't actually seen much about that, Kim, because obviously we've got wall-to-wall coverage of this, and the papers don't help matters, do they? They this morning had a photograph on there. If you're in the UK, you will remember the policeman that lost his life at Westminster. But this morning, at Keith Palmer, wasn't it? This morning, a lot of the papers have a photograph on the front of the memorial to him, which has, it's like a stone, like a headstone. And it has his face on it and date of birth and what happened underneath. And this photograph is a bloke, clearly at one of these protests, urinating next to it. He's now been arrested. Well, now, that's just disgusting to start with, whether it's next to... Just in public. Really? Really? Who says that is okay? It's not okay. It happens at Old Trafford. I think we talked about it before, didn't we? Because I find that absolutely disgusting. You never see a woman do that. Just saying. So why does a bloke need to do that? There's more toilets for men than there are women anyway, particularly at Old Trafford. That used to be one of the big bugbears. Every time we had an annual meeting at Old Trafford, it was like, and when are you adding more ladies' toilets? But there's plenty of toilets for the men, they just don't use them. But he has now been arrested, which will probably kick it off again now. You're not advocating police violence. The pair of them want to have their heads banged together. They do. It's as if they just can't play nicely together. And in the middle of a global pandemic, I wouldn't have thought people would be that stupid. But they are. They're all at risk, all of them. I can imagine, they've not actually said this yet, but it wouldn't make sense. I'm sure probably both groups of people are probably on the front line. And you remember years ago, you'd be throwing a Molotov cocktail. They're probably stood there spitting at each other now. Wouldn't put it past them. One of our broadcasters on the topic today. Has anybody seen Laura Gunsberg in the last 3 weeks? Not since Boris snubbed her. Oh, and they used to be such close bedfellows. Not anymore, they're not. Well, if we're going to get technical, Julia Hartley Brewer, he did. But that's not the point, is it? It was in public. This has happened up the road. There is, right next door to Nina and Mike's house, there is a huge playing field. I think there's like 3 football pitches on it. And they've built on this thing at the side a proper changing room. So on a Sunday morning, there's loads of football matches going on. Full-size pitches, referees, local league, the whole thing. And there is this changing room block. So, but this area also includes a space to walk round it, round the outside of it. I didn't know that, Mike, but it's called Goodwood Field.
No, I didn't.
Who knew that? That's because Goodwood Avenue, it runs behind it. But it's called Goodwood Field. And it's massive. So people take their dogs there, keep them on a lead, they take children out for walks. And Mike was out there, not my Mike, Chidge. And he sees 3 guys, footballers, whip the shorts down, weeing in a bush. They were literally 10 yards from the changing rooms. So he went and told the referee and said, you know, normally I'm with my grandchildren. They're 3, 5 and 8. This isn't acceptable in public. Never mind whether it's next to a memorial for somebody. Who teaches male children that that's acceptable? Because it's not acceptable.
No.
It's never acceptable. I can honestly say in all the years I've known you, Mike, you've never done that.
No.
No, men need to have more decorum. It's not acceptable. And to just, is she trying to justify it with it was next to it? This is basic. Really? It's disgusting. I think they should be arrested because indecent exposure, Modge. She's a wind-up merchant. Oh, yeah, she's stirring the pot. The people do not need riling at the moment, I'll grant you. Oh, there's a blast from the past, Mrs. Simon. Not heard about Katie Hopkins in a while. Didn't she lose a job somewhere? Wasn't she on the radio? If you've never heard of Katie Hopkins, consider yourself incredibly lucky. Because her alpha male's left now as well, hasn't he? What's his face? Farage. He was on LBC and now he's not. And they said he was coming to the end of his contract, but he's actually already gone. That was all a bit weird, I thought. I thought somebody's got dirt somewhere. Didn't she go bankrupt? That was it, Jonathan. She did. She was sued, wasn't she? She said something about a girl. Now, was this girl trans? I think she was. And she'd said something defamatory about this girl. And fair play to this girl, she sued her and she won. And yeah, she went bankrupt. I think she lost her house. And then she was moaning that she'd lost her house and she'd got children. Well, don't defame other people then. You know, reel your neck in. But she made a huge amount of money from being vile. She did. She did. And she was in, you know, newspapers took her on as a columnist. And she was on radio stations. She was on the TV. And it was really all to just wind people up. This is what's wrong with our so-called journalists. They're not reporting what's going on. They're trying to make the news, and that is bad news. Paul says he was out on his walk yesterday and her dad was doing the same while his son looked on in a reasonably public area. Is this normal? That to me is not normal. If I was a copper, I'd arrest him. This is probably why it's a good idea I'm not a copper. Just saying. That is just disgusting. That has to come from... That's learnt behaviour.
Mm.
That is learnt behaviour. You need a better father figure than that. Definitely. I mean, can you imagine you've got a father with a son and a daughter swearing blind, he treats them the same. But if his son did that, that would be fine. If his daughter tried it, not fine. Not fine. Even a father who's doing it himself would not find it acceptable if it was a girl. This is how sexism starts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. You have a child and people, what's the first thing people say? Is it a boy or a girl? Why? What difference does it make? And 9 times out of 10, do you know what the answer is when I hear that? Well, I wanted to knit them something. Well, knit it in yellow then. Because you're not going to make it pink if it's a lad, are you? The sexism starts early.
Pink stinks.
Pink stinks.
Yeah.
The pink stinks campaign. Pink stinks. Do you know that was in our first ever MacBites? Pink stinks is a real thing. Because when I was a kid, I wanted Lego. And when you look at the Lego boxes from the early 70s, they've got girls on the front and lads. Justin, have you seen that picture, Mike?
There you go.
Where is it? You're after Pink Stinks, I'm after the other one. Lego box. See if I can find it.
Do they have Lego in other parts of the world?
Of course they do. In America, they call them Legos.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? They have math and we have maths, but they have Legos and we have Lego.
Yeah. I think Lego's originally from Denmark.
Can we see that? Or do I have to be logged in? Can I get that? I can. Let me see if you can just get this link. It's hideous. But it says, what it is beautiful. And it was from the 1970s, I think, or possibly the 60s. But I'll put this link in. It's a long link, unfortunately, but hopefully... No, I'll shorten that. It's bad. It's really bad. Right, let's shorten it. That's what toys used to look like when I was a kid. But you look now... I mean, if I... What could I search for? Let's try that. Literally, if I go to images, let's see if I put it in the other way around. Right, I'm going to give you a Google link, which is even longer than the last one, but I'm going to shorten it. And all I've searched for is toys for girls. And just look at the difference. Just look at the difference between that and the first one.
My first Lego ones. Stadiums were never that good.
Legoland California? Oh, no, I'm going to love this, aren't I?
This one.
We've got, is it Lego World or Legoland in Windsor? Let's have a look at this. It's going to be massive, isn't it? It's going to be amazing. Let's have a look. Oh, a whole park. Oh, and it's shut. Oh, that's a shame. But there must be some pictures that I can see. Oh, I need to see the picture. There we go, menu. Gotcha. You can get an annual pass. No, there's a water park. I think you've outdone us there. Is there pictures? No, before you go. Let's try that one. I reckon it's the adults go for themselves, you know. That does look amazing. We've got one in Windsor. I think it's the original one, but it's obviously going to be nowhere near as big as that. I've never actually been. I did do, a model village thing. Let's try Windsor Lego. See if we can find it. Legoland. Legoland Windsor Resort. And have we got pictures of the place? It does look pretty similar. This is the original one, I do believe. I'm not sure if it's a UK thing now, though. Like you're saying, it could be another country. But I've never been. Might need to go. The Lego company keeps trying to educate Americans not to add an S. Our name is Lego, not no S. I think they're obviously treating it as individual bricks. Therefore, are individual Lego bricks Lego, as in the plural for Lego, or Legos? It's Lego. Now, Tracy, you will know this. Is there an S on math? Because my argument is it's mathematics, technically speaking. Although we tend to say mathematics, don't we? Even though there's that they shouldn't. It's spelt mathematics. But it's plural. We'll see. How did the extra S come about? I've no idea. No idea. Glittery pink Lego set, specially for girls. Can you imagine if a grandma went out and bought a glittery pink Lego kit and gave it to a lad? Why can't toys just be toys? Eh? Is it Monopoly or Monopolis? Ooh. Well, I guess if it's a trade name, then it's Lego, isn't it? But if you're referring... Is that referring to the kit, or is it referring to an individual brick, and then when there's more than one of them, they become Legos? But we would say Lego no matter what, whether we meant individual bricks, kits of bricks, or Legoland. It's not Legos land. It's Legoland. Keep saying, separated, common language. No idea what we're talking about half the time, have we? But it's definitely Lego. It's the toy, full stop. Yeah, it's just, we all know what it is, don't we? Do you know, I was never allowed Lego or Legos. It was far too expensive. But what I did get and absolutely loved was Stickle Bricks. Who remembers Stickle Bricks?
I had Stickle Bricks.
Stickle Bricks were fabulous. You had Meccano, though, as well, didn't you?
I think I had one Meccano.
Oh, so. I always wanted Meccano. I did, but I wasn't allowed it. Let's see if I can find them. Stickle Bricks.
There you go. Paul's posted a picture.
Of Stickle Bricks?
No, of his kids in Legoland.
Oh!
Nearly 20 years ago.
Oh, I'm going to want to go now. And I can't leave the house because people are having parties up the road. I mean, that one pretty much ticked all the boxes, didn't it, for reasons not to go. 6,000 at a rave. Someone was raped, someone was murdered, and three were stabbed. Brilliant. Fabulous night that was. Oh, don't get me going. These people are too thick. Oh, that looks gorgeous. And she's not wearing pink. Cool. Cool kid. That's amazing, isn't it, considering it's made of Lego. We did see some Lego things like that. Was it a giraffe? Do you remember the night we went to see Eric?
Yeah.
They had some probably smaller than that. And they were more upright. That one's taken up a lot of space. Well, actually, it looks like it's coming out of the ground, doesn't it? That's cool. That is cool. I can't remember what they actually were. I think they were animals of some description. The lighting was shocking to try and get some photos, but they were made out of Lego. So, but they're the only ones I've seen. I need to go somewhere like that. That just looks amazing. I would love that. Lego's such a good toy for education, isn't it? But I'm not really into these following along with a kit type thing. I just want to sit and make something that I want to make. I don't think I've ever followed the instructions. So, oh, Stickle Bricks, you can actually still get them. There are Stickle Bricks. They were far more basic in my day, but the basics of what they actually look like is identical. So that's what a box of Stickle Bricks looks like. Is it Meccano? So no! It was Meccano in my day, but I was never allowed any anyway. Do you know what my mother's logic was?
Oh.
You'll only lose all the bits all over the house.
I made football stadiums with Lego, but they weren't as good as the ones I've just posted a link to.
Meccano. I wanted Meccano. But you see, yeah, who did all the DIY? I kind of skipped the Meccano and went straight on to give me that circular saw. So she should have let me have the Meccano. I did do metalwork at school. I didn't like all the girly stuff they made you do, like sewing. Let's sew a pretty dress. And I said, no, let's not. Let's go play with in the metal lab. So they let me go in the end. All of the girls were in sewing. There's me with the lads in the metal lab. Loved it. Made an ashtray. What else did I make in metal work? The ashtray was fabulous. You started with a flat piece of metal and you shaped it. Oh, I had a ball. I had an absolute ball. I loved all of that kind of stuff and none of the girly kind of stuff. Oh, Paul remembers Sticklebricks. They were my favourite because I wasn't allowed Lego. But I did love the Sticklebricks. I cannot honestly report back from Mother's perspective. A Sticklebrick on the floor is every bit as painful as a Lego. So she might as well have just let me have the Lego. Just saying. You weren't allowed Barbie dolls. I'd have Cindy. Actually, that's true. I wanted... I can't remember if it was Barbie. I just wanted a doll. And they were so expensive. And Mum said, you're not getting one, you're getting something else. We've already got you something else. I thought, great. And a friend bought one, and it was a Cindy doll. She did look more real, though, to be honest, didn't she, Mrs. Simon? You've got to admit. Barbie. Yeah, looks like a glows peg. Cindy did look far better. But Mum knew what they'd bought because the guy, he had his own business, so money was no object with him. And my dad... He had a granddaughter who had spina bifida and she couldn't go and see Father Christmas. And there was no other male relatives that they had. She would have twigged, you know, that it was a relative. So Dad said, I'll come down and I'll be Father Christmas for her. Because, as I say, she couldn't get out. Because Mum had made him a Father Christmas outfit. So he dons the Father Christmas outfit. She has no idea it's my dad. She thinks it's Father Christmas. So she had an absolute ball. And my dad's friend, the one who had the business, who's her granddad, was like, thank you for that. Thank you. There's nobody else that could have asked. Thank you. So anything went what I wanted. Not only did I get the Cindy doll, Mum said, well, she'd like a Cindy doll, but just get the cheapest. Oh, we didn't get the cheapest. He got the full dancing one. They were in a ballet outfit, weren't they? And there was a difference between a Cindy doll in the ballet outfit. You could pose the feet. The legs were like bionic. But on the cheaper one, they weren't. So he bought me that and he bought me a load of stuff to go with it as well. I was spoilt rotten that year. But you know, talking about Barbie, there was another doll. Oh, it wasn't Cindy. They were smaller. Pippa. Who, do you remember Pippa? Pippa dolls were half the size of Barbie and Cindy. And I wasn't overly bothered with them. They were a little bit too small to be worth playing with. But do you know who absolutely went mad to have a Pippa doll? And you used to be able to buy furniture for these things. So there were beds and wardrobes and full houses if you wanted to, you know, bankrupt your parents. But what he wanted was a toilet. He wanted a Pippa doll and a Pippa toilet. My cousin. His dad went mental because his mum bought them for him. Now, if a child wants a doll and it just happens to be pink, would you buy it or not? Because I think the child would remember not having it. I don't think it means anything. Maybe he wanted to be a plumber. But he wanted the Pippa doll and the Pippa toilet. And she bought them. His father went absolutely orbital. What can I say? Oh, a hamster house in woodwork. That's ambitious. I fashioned a cat. We had multiple pieces of wood. We were learning how to put them together. So you got a paper transfer and you drew the outline of the cat. And then you had to fashion it into like a cat ornament, which I did. So you did the cat and you did the base. I'm trying to think what else we did. I think we made a photo frame.
We made a pig.
A pig in woodwork?
A pig in woodwork.
How did you manage that?
I can't remember. And we made a cannon in metalwork.
Now, you see, that was far better than an ashtray, wasn't it? You won't be making an ashtray these days. Simon says I'm amazed we didn't make opium pipes and brandy. Good thinking with the smoking. I remember going home with it, proud as punch, and saying to my dad, look, I made you an ashtray, Dad. And nobody thought a thing of it. Nowadays, it'd be like... In fact, I watched a TV programme... couple of days ago. It was a very short program. You might remember it, Mike. Michael Winner used to present it. It was a crime thing. And I'd not seen it in like 30 years. And I thought, oh, I've got to watch this. Got to watch this episode. I've no idea how they got him to do it. I was trying to work out date-wise if it predated his appearances in Sherlock Holmes. They got Jeremy Brett to do the intro. Literally two lines. They got Jeremy Brett to do it. He had the most amazing voice. So I'm busy watching this thing. And the one thing I noticed, it was probably about 1982, everybody was smoking. And you're watching it was so distracting. It was distracting because now you never see that. Except at theatres, you do get a lot of people smoking at theatres in the production. It's like an artistic device, darling, which I think's overdone. But this was everybody in the programme was smoking. Very noticeable. Oh, I did not know about the Argus catalogue. Oh, my. I have got to look at that. I'll bet I'll look at it and I'll remember the one from 78 because I read the print of it trying to find my Christmas presents. Now secondary schools are designing technology with 3D printers, resin and plastics. I'm sure you could make a pipe from that, an opium pipe out of that. I can only imagine what they're doing with that lot. I mean, you can 3D print weapons, can't you? Just saying. You know what these kids are like. If we could only 3D print them some sense, that would work. I bet it would be great to be in technology now. Are the girls still shoved in needlework? Just asking. The catalogue numbers don't work. Oh, no. I will have a look at that. I will have a look at that. Do you know the stuff we got away with? It was amazing. So you made ashtrays too. It wasn't just me. Thankfully, it wasn't just me. I'm trying to think what I did in technical drawing. What did I draw? I vaguely remember it being a house of sorts. Luckily, we didn't have to build it. So I didn't design a bong pipe either. But, you know, these days you could do. When we were in our Mac user group, which was around 2006 to about 2009, we had somebody come in and do a demo. And it was Google something. Do you remember it? A 3D rendering program. And he was showing you how to take like a square and then take the sides off it. And we were following along. I wish I could remember what it was called.
Was it when we ended up upstairs?
It was. We went upstairs, and because we went upstairs, we all had computers so we could try it. And this thing was, it was free on Google, and you could do these 3D renders on it, of it. And what he actually did was an iMac, and we were all following along. Didn't look much like an iMac. Hey, it could be the new iMac.
Was it SketchUp?
That's it, SketchUp. Google SketchUp.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I saved it to my Google account. Might have to dust that off. I wasn't very good at it, but then it was the first time that I tried. But, you know, he managed to get this thing together with just a few shapes, and oh, it was fantastic. So I could only imagine what the kids do today. So you've loved seeing what the girls have brought home. So they're not shoved in cooking. What was yours? Did you make a cup of tea?
Oh, in home economics?
Mm.
We started off with a cup of tea.
Wow.
We made a cheese and potato bake.
Oh, we did that?
Which my dad was very fond of. I remember making a mandarin cake and I was very proud of it until the teacher said, "What's gone wrong here then?"
Funny that. We must have been separated at birth. The home ec teacher used to say that to me a lot.
We made sausage rolls and me and my friend were throwing the sausage meat at each other like a rugby ball, played a game of catch.
So mature.
Oh, we were 11 at the time.
We got chocolate log
worked well. But then you just buy a Swiss roll and you stick some...
We had to do ours.
What's flake on it? And
we had to do ours properly. We had to make a Swiss roll. So you make the thing in like a very... It's like thin, isn't it? In a tin.
Yeah.
And then you turn it over and you put the jam and the cream in, then you roll it up. Mm. I came home with 15 biscuits instead. It wouldn't roll. Mum says, where's the Swiss roll? And I opened the box and she went, "These are biscuits." I said, "Yes, I know, Mum." Change of plan. But she assured me they were very nice. I could eat gluten at the time. So I had one. Dad had most of them, to be honest. But yeah, they were much more like a digestive biscuit than they were a Swiss roll. Let's just say that. I think I'd love that these days. You know, to have a play around with a colour printer, 3D printer, and see what's it capable of. Then you'd know what to buy. And what I'd probably do with it, if I had a 3D printer, is print out all the little, like, bits and pieces that you can never buy. You know, I need a washer for this and I need a cap end for that. I'd do that. Anthony remembers doing a lentil curry. Still got the recipe somewhere. I wasn't allowed near curry powder. No, not after the incident with the iron filings, I wasn't. Not that I put them in a cake. That was my next step, that. Blew the lab up.
Yes, we know you blew the lap.
Got me out of doing the CSE. I did the O-level and passed. No! Proves I was right all along. Oh, dear me. Well, that was fantastic. What a trip down memory lane that was. Particularly the Lego and the stickle bricks. I bet I've still got those stickle bricks. I bet they're in the loft. I'll probably come across them one day. Lola will probably want to eat them. She's still not speaking to me, you've noticed.
She's not speaking to me.
Not speaking to either of us.
No.
We're in total disgrace, aren't we, for grooming her.
Mm.
She'll come round to our way of thinking in the end. Although she was still nibbling at my foot last night, you know. But because she couldn't see my eyes, I think she thought I couldn't see her. She's crazy.
I got a lick from her.
No, I didn't get that close. No, I'm just getting the stink eye. She kind of looks down at the floor, doesn't she? Yeah. And then lifts her eyes up. And you can see the whites of her eyes, and that's her disapproving look. I'll try and get a picture. Well, you actually did see a disapproving look on After Hours. The one where she wasn't impressed with my systems engineering on day one. Yeah, that's the disapproving look. And it's the look we've had.
And the Halloween outfit.
All week. Oh, and the Halloween outfit, which won't be repeated, apparently.
No.
But, you know, I if she's in a mood, I'm going to do it anyway, because she couldn't be more of a mood. So slap a smile on it, Lola, or you can get your Halloween outfit out. She didn't
like
that.
I'll remember that. When you're in a mood with me, I'll say I'll do something anyway, because you're in a mood. Can't be more of a mood.
That's, but you see, that's where you're wrong. Unlike Lola, I could be in a much worse mood for much longer.
I'm sure Lola can.
You reckon? It's this girly dog thing. Maya couldn't keep a mood on him for more than 30 seconds, but she can hold a grudge for days. She's definitely a girl. Now who's been sexist? Yeah, that by experience. By experience. You'd say to Maya, you're a bad boy, and he'd really sulk, and he'd toddle off. 30 seconds later, it was like it hadn't happened.
Mm.
Yeah, no, Lola, no. Long memory. That's what I'll threaten her with, Anthony. I'll threaten to make her a lentil curry. Paul's quite right, you know. Walk away now. He does keep digging a hole for himself, doesn't he? Oh, that was fabulous. So what are we having to eat now? We're having something on toast. We'll report back tomorrow. I'm actually quite hungry now. It's all this lot talking about food that did it. Fabulous, fabulous. Aren't we entering week 14 tomorrow?
Yeah.
I believe we are. And, of course, it's an important day. It's the sulking one's birthday tomorrow, so hopefully she'll put a smile on her face for the pictures. Bad, bad girl. She's 5 tomorrow. So they'll be partying going on at MacBite's headquarters. But for now, I'm going to head off and find something to eat.
Me too.
Really fancying that. Mm. Oh, before I go, had a message from Graham. He's been poorly. He will be with us soon, but he sends his regards. So he's not dropped off his twig, but he has been poorly, so he'll be with us soon. But he wanted me to pass on his regards to all of you, so I have done. Excellent. Right, but for the moment, it's good night from me.
Hey, it's good night from me.
And we'll both
see you next time.
Stay safe, guys.